It's not a question of if the deadly coronavirus will make it to New Zealand, but rather when, according to New Zealand health officials. Tomorrow, Cabinet will consider whether to make coronavirus a notifiable disease, meaning public health officials would have the power, if needed, to isolate patients who contract it. The Director of Public Health, Dr. Carolyn McElnay, told me health authorities are preparing for the arrival of the illness in New Zealand, as there is a high likelihood of cases here.
We've been looking at what's been happening across China and other countries, and of course with the cases that emerged in Australia over the weekend. And we've been looking at our risk assessment, and I think it is fair to say that given all of that, there is a high likelihood that we will see a case here in New Zealand, and that's what we're planning for and that's what we're getting ready for.
Can you put it in perspective for us in terms of how contagious this is, like, for example, in comparison to measles, so people can get a bit more of an understanding?
OK, the WHO's given us some information based on all the cases and the information that's been made available about contacts across the world. And the data suggests that for every case of this novel coronavirus, there's a likelihood of between 1.5 to 2.5 people, so approximately 2 people who might get infected as a result of one case. So one case can become 2. Now, that's actually not very infectious. For something like measles, the numbers who are affected after a case can vary from about 14 up to 18. Some places actually quote 18 as a the number who can get infected. So that's very different. It makes it much more like some other diseases that we currently have. It's a bit less than seasonal influenza.
And what about fatality
on that basis
rates?
And from what we've seen, so fatality rate is another measure, and again from China it looks like of the cases that have been reported, the fatality rate is being quoted as around 3%, 3 to 4%. If you look at SARS, that was a 10% mortality rate. There are some other diseases that have much higher mortality rate. MERS, which is the similar coronavirus out of the Middle East, that's got a much higher mortality rate, and of course Ebola has a very high mortality rate. So being able to put all of those in context means that this virus doesn't have a particularly high mortality rate, and it's not particularly transmissible. But of course what we're seeing is a number of cases popping up across the country, and that comes back to our assessment of risk, is that we would expect to see a case, but we don't expect that case to cause a sustained outbreak in New Zealand. We might potentially see another case as a result of the first case in New Zealand, but we're really not looking at a scenario of a sustained community outbreak here in New Zealand.
So it will, I assume, then come down to how you treat anyone who is infected and also your ability to isolate them. Do we have the facilities, and where are they? Are they just at the main centres, and how many patients could you conceivably manage?
Well, our existing hospital system is well set up to manage infectious diseases and patients who have infectious diseases, so this would not be anything particularly out of the ordinary. I think the key here is that we detect a case very quickly, that we limit any exposure, particularly to healthcare workers, because that's what we're seeing overseas, is that the people who are most infectious are those who have very severe respiratory infection, and those are the ones that end up in hospital. And so we are working very closely with our DHBs to ensure that we've got really good infection prevention control procedures, which need to be in place at all times. That's where this is really nothing different from what can come across their doors at any time. And our focus to date has really been about getting that information and guidance out to both the hospital sector and the primary care sector and the public health sector, because it's all those sectors working together that will mean we pick this up quickly, we manage it well, and we manage the contacts well, and that if the case is in hospital, that they too are managed.
Are you still having to send tests offshore to get confirmation of whether it's coronavirus or not?
Yes, we are still sending any tests to Melbourne, but we do hope to have the New Zealand testing up and running by the end of this week.
Doesn't that pose a problem for you then in terms of confirming in quick order whether you've got something to be worried about or not?
We've actually expect to have a very quick turnaround time. The management of the patient doesn't really change in terms of the test. The test is a confirmation, but we would expect to get a very quick turnaround from Melbourne. It's really the delay might be in how long it takes to get the sample to Melbourne, but the Melbourne labs are certainly turning these results around really quickly.
Within how many hours or days?
About 24 to 36 hours. Looking at the information that's coming out of Australia, they're getting a very quick turnaround in that order of between 24 and 36 hours for the test results.
So you had a group of people in Rotorua who were on a plane, it seems, with a person who is now confirmed to have coronavirus. How many people are we talking about here, and what has been done to follow up and screen them?
So my understanding is that there was a tour company who were on the same flight, and that tour has been travelling to New Zealand, and they came to the attention of one of our medical officers of health in Rotorua. And so that group of 19 were interviewed and assessed. They had a medical assessment to check that they were all well. A small number of them had further assessment from a clinician at Rotorua Hospital. They were all deemed to be well, and they are discharged. They've been asked to keep being aware of signs and symptoms, and the Public Health Service is keeping in touch with that group to check up on any symptoms that might develop.
And how long had they been moving around the country before you identified them and screened them?
Oh, I don't have the specific details on that, but my understanding is that they had just arrived into New Zealand. They had come in from Australia.
And that's Dr. Caroline McElnay, who's the Director of Public Health.